What's going on, good people? Before we get our podcast started, we want to take a couple of seconds to talk about our fake sponsor for this episode. Gwen Stefani, Gavin DeGraw, Coldplay. What do they have in common, Sam?
They're all music artists?
That's right. They're not appropriate for children. It's the same evil messages that are polluting the young minds of America. Thank heavens we have our fake sponsors, Kids Bop 9, America's favorite pop music compilation album, for kids, by kids, with a Z. Enjoy your favorite hits like Nickelback's Photograph, Weezer's Beverly Hills, and Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz, also with a Z, without the devil's influence. Remember, these are not sold in stores, but you can order them for the bargain price of $18.98, plus shipping and handling. Don't condemn your kids with a Z to hell, or should I say, H-E double hockey sticks. Order Kids Bop 9 now! You must be 18 or years or older to call. And now, on to the podcast.
Ice Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down
like this? This is Coming Clean Podcast. Come and get down
like that. With Sam and Marty.
On the season premiere of the Coming Clean Podcast, we head for the hills. We follow LC to a new city, a new job, new friends, and of course, new drama. Let's do this. Hello and welcome to the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, and now, The Hills. I am the bro that runs the show, also the president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club. My name is Marty, and with me is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, arguably Baby Shiloh's biological father. It's Sam.
Hey, welcome to be here. Glad to be back.
We out here. We back.
I'm all tan from my vacation. Same. And I'm ready to finally hit LA streets, get my acting career off and going. Maybe I'm in the background of one of these episodes.
Dang. Well, it's been a nice little break. You know, we said our goodbyes to Laguna, made new friends, said goodbye to our friends, and now we're hashtag heading for the hills, and I'm excited. Here we go. It's happening. The hills.
Let's send it.
All right. Well, out with Lagoon News and in with the hills headlines. We got some headlines. Sam, why don't you kick us off with the biggest hills headline of them all?
The hills headlines.
Sure. The queen of Laguna Beach, the landlord of L.A., Lauren Conrad, had her baby boy. So, yeah. You're so baby.
That was my baby impression.
That was pretty good. I was actually really impressed. I thought there was a baby in the room.
Oh, there might be.
She had a nice baby boy. Baby Liam. Liam James Tell.
All right. Congrats to L.C. and William Tell. Welcome to the family, Liam.
Yeah, I can't wait for the baby pictures to be put on Lauren Conrad's Instagram, because she has a nice palette for all her different pictures.
Yes, the baby will be adorned in pastel.
Yeah, and I think we're on a countdown of, we're either 5 to 4 months away from the Spidey baby being born.
Oh, man. I'm excited. This might be the second coming, but we won't get too religious on it. But Spencer the God, oh, geez.
Yeah, this baby is going to be sending tweets at 1 day old.
I do hope that baby is born with a flesh-colored beard, whether or not it's a boy or girl. I think it's a boy, right? I believe it's a boy.
I believe it's a boy. They can hang out with Liam.
Oh, man. So much drama for these kids. But after those happy announcements. We have some more happy announcements. We are now a part of the Ace Podcast Network, which just means we are partnering with a bunch of other cool up-and-coming podcasts like ourselves. So you'll be hearing a little bit from them as the weeks go on. And, you know, maybe we'll get you some new shows to subscribe to. You know, they got some good people and good shows over there.
Yeah, I started popping around the website. Really good content, great sound quality, great production. So if you guys are looking for some new podcasts, if you guys are sick of S-Town, if you're still trying to find that guy who got lost,
they'll never
then
be.
You can go check them out.
Yes. And speaking of cool websites, check ours out. ComingCleanPod.xyz is still happening. And stay tuned because, you know, we showed some pictures of the prototypes. And if you follow Alex M. and Morgan S. on their Instagram, they also posted pictures of our merch there. But those are the prototypes. We're going to have a merch store up and running soon. So stay tuned for the announcements for those. Sam, we got... It seems like it was only yesterday that we were shouting out the 1,000... good people when we hit that landmark, but now we've pretty much multiplied that. We passed 10,000 a long time ago, and now we're well over 10,000. So thank you and shout out to all the new and old good people, everyone who started listening to us recently and caught up, and everyone who have been there since week one.
Yeah, greatly appreciated. Always go back and listen to the episodes over and over if you want constant laughs. And if you guys have any suggestions on episodes, hit us up on all our social medias and email, and interact with us. We're always looking to have conversations about what's going on in the world.
Yes, Sam will always respond with some quality gifs.
I love a good Hills or Laguna Beach gif. There's so many out there and I need to use them all.
All right, one last piece of housekeeping here. I know we are the retrospective podcast, but we're going to go off brand a little bit, and we've been talking about this for a while, and it's actually happening. Siesta Key Live Reactions Podcast. Sam, when is this happening?
The first episode is airing July 31st, so end of the month.
All right, so there may be some... Our release dates might be a little different, because I believe Siesta Key happens Monday nights, so... We might change it up a little bit. The Hills will be pushed later on the week so we can get you some live reactions on the usual times for Siesta Key. So two pods a week happening, double the dose of Sam and Marty. That can only mean good things.
Yeah, and hopefully double the listens.
Yes. So yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Don't miss it. It'll be on the same feed, but Siesta Key on MTV, July 31st. And, of course, our Siesta Key Live Reactions podcast that comes along with that. Stay tuned. It's a couple of weeks away. Are you ready for this, man? It's happening.
Yeah. It's happening. Finally made it.
Hashtag head for the hills. We are talking about the pilot episode of The Hills. What is that episode called, Sam?
New City, New Drama.
Yes, and this segment we are calling The Hills Highlights.
The Hills Highlights.
Brought to you by Kids Bop 9, because sometimes the best way to listen to a Nickelback song is without Nickelback. Order it now. Must be 18 years or older to call. All right, let's talk about episode 1 of The Hills. Big things happening. It's all about LC. Why don't you kick us off? LC has moved to LA.
Yeah, we immediately leave off really where The Hills ended. Well, at least season 2.
Laguna.
Ended.
Yep.
Yeah, Laguna. Where
we still got Laguna on the brain.
Yeah, sorry. Well, we're ending off. Elsie is packed up. She hits L.A. and is moving in with Heidi. It's a big thing. They're so excited. The apartment looks great. Seems like Heidi is enjoying the sun already, and they're just living it up.
So I'm assuming that was just a regular apartment, right? That can't be on-campus housing.
No, that they have a separate apartment. So I looked into this. The Hillside Villas isn't an actual place, and their place probably wasn't in West Hollywood. There's a discussion that it's at this other place. I think it's also called The Villas, but they threw us off the scent with saying it was in West Hollywood.
Ooh, interesting. Oh, I guess they don't want people storming the apartments. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now we might have to, but...
Well, we'll head to Jake Paul's house first and then head over there.
Yeah.
Every Team day, 10. Bro.
We're just going to dab on them haters.
So, okay, we lived together around the same age, and we did not have anywhere close to that kind of apartment, even when we had full-time day jobs, and we were living together in our mid-20s.
Yeah, so I looked it up, too, that if it was the so-called apartment we were at, for a one-bedroom, prices were from $21 to, like, $2,800. Okay. So that's square feet. Like, I did not see. I did not look into the.
I mean, LCs look like it was maybe in the high 500s, low 600s. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was like a 612 square feet one.
Yeah, but, with a loft.
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah, with a loft. So I guess 21 to 28, I guess, is fair for the area.
Yeah, I mean, but that's kind of tough. Like, you're 19 years old. You're barely have an internship and you're going back to school. I mean, I guess her parents can probably fund it for her.
Right.
But, I mean, that's still, like, that's a pretty nice setup if your parents are funding that place for you. Like, you'd be balling.
Yeah, and was she actually roommates with Heidi or were they just in the same building? Because I got confused there because I think she said roommates, but then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, confirming. They're roommates.
Man, that was a nice setup.
And that was a nice accent wall above the red wall.
So that was another question I had. Did they, or at least LC, did she just like put in the deposit sight unseen? Because it looked like she was surprised by the accent wall.
I know. She's like, wow, this is fantastic.
Like, usually they ask you if you want the accent wall and you pick the color. So
yeah, or you pick like one color for all three bedrooms. Like, right. That's, you don't get options.
Yeah. So that was... I was like, wow, that she really rolled the dice there. I know it was a nice building, but if she just, you know, just did it sight unseen, that's a bold move for LC.
I mean, she's a risk taker. True. from proven experiences.
True, true. All right, okay, so we're moved into her new apartment, and now we meet Heidi and Audrina. So two brand new characters. Well, I guess Heidi's not that brand new, but... Two new main characters coming into the fold here. We got some new friends.
Yeah. Audrina, like, decent impression coming in. Mm-hmm. She's being nice, talking, asking about the internship. At first, seems nice, but later on, like, I have a couple of viewpoints that we'll later get into. But first impressions, good. She didn't really mix it up. Like, she didn't come into a little too hot, but she seemed like she's a fun gal hanging out, catching some sun rays. Not sure what her job is if she's not around, if she's around during midday.
Yeah, she definitely seemed nice, as opposed to Heidi, who seemed nice in her brief guest spots on Laguna Beach. But here, just the also shout outs to the editor who was working on this, because it's so much better than the Laguna editing.
Yeah, it's improved. They have really good B-roll shots, which I'll explain, that we find in LC's interview, but a lot, like, much improved.
Yeah, and even the cuts to the faces when they're thinking, like, they just made Heidi seem like such a... She's scheming and dreaming, right? Like, just like us, scheming and dreaming. Hashtag scheming and dreaming.
Yeah, she's living it up. She just wants to party, hang out in L.A., and live that lavish lifestyle.
So is she LC's age or grade, or is she younger?
I think so. I'm trying to put this together because I think she met her at community college when LC came back for that one semester, because then they started hanging out.
Right.
And they must have been in similar classes, and then either both formulated the idea of going to L.A.
Right, right. Yeah, because when they were, and let's move on here to when they were registering for classes. Also, shout outs to live registering for classes.
Yeah, that was like super scary.
Yeah, we were like a year off from our college here, and we had the luxury of registering online. But that would have given me so much anxiety to have to like sit there and talk to the dean to pick classes.
And like full on, I mean, I guess some schools, like, you had to do an interview with people.
Right.
I mean, our school was just like, yeah, show. Oh, you got money? Like, you paid your bill to show up.
Yeah, it's like you had to opt in for like dean counseling. Like, if you wanted it, they would help us. But yeah, this seemed like, all right, you show up and we'll talk to you about life as you pick your classes.
Yeah, it was very like she really pried in, looked at. I mean, LC, great job on her getting a 3.6. Really. Oh, yeah. Bouncing back, apparently. It's at a whole point, so I'm assuming she was at a 2.6 at some point.
Right.
Could have been first semester and second semester, maybe a difference there. She just kind of figured out what she wanted to do. I don't think she would do well in the Jesuit education.
I don't know. But, yeah, and I don't think we offered those majors, or the Jesuit school that we went to offered those majors either.
No, yeah, I don't think we're taking, like, product marketing or what. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so that, let's retrospect a little bit here on our college days, because I had a similar conversation, because as you know, well, you know that listeners don't know, but I had a pretty let's say messy, a little spicy freshman year.
similar aspects, yes.
But I had a similar conversation with the dean, I think second semester of sophomore year, or maybe first semester of junior, sometime there. But yeah, I started off my college career pretty messy. So had the shouts to Dean Kaverke. Thank you for listening, if you are. But
was your conversation more LC or more Heidi?
Oh, it was very much LC, because he actually called me into his office to congratulate me, because I also got a 3.6. Actually, I got a 3.66. Yeah, because that's when I didn't have to take any more accounting classes, and I was just taking a bunch of communications classes, so obviously I would have gotten better grades. But yeah, it took me back. That LC conversation took me back a lot, because I remembered my own conversations with our dean. So it's interesting. I know we had some moments that we remembered when we were going through Laguna from our high school days, but this can be interesting, because now we have shared stories of college now that we're in the hills. So yeah, anything that scene sparked in your college memories?
Well, I feel like, because I also had a similar run-in with a guidance counselor, and that didn't go over where, well, not a guidance counselor, whatever, a support Dang. Counselor. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that didn't go over very well.
So you were hiding.
They didn't listen to me when I was like, this professor is terrible and out to get me. Didn't listen. But yeah, I was probably more Heidi. They were like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, you know, party, but not really. I just want to get through this.
Oh, shouts to Daniel Bettingfield, brother of
Natasha Bettingfield.
Natasha Bettingfield, who also got to get through this.
But yeah, hashtag emo's favorite artist of all time.
Yes, of course. Shouts to Connor. So related to this as well, what Heidi was talking about, it also brought me back, because I am in the advertising industry, and obviously when you're in college, we were in college when the whole Mad Men thing was happening, so obviously everyone's impressions of advertising were, you know, it's gonna be just like Mad Men. And I just felt so bad for Heidi. I mean, I don't think she eventually went into a real PR job, but for her to think that that's what she was gonna do as a low level PR person, I was like, oh, you got another thing coming.
No, yeah, I know. Like, you're gonna be like LC. Well, like, you're working the door, you're right. Mailing out letters. Like, you're not planning parties, and you're not going to enjoy them.
No, not at all. Yeah, if you are in a party, you're working it, and not in like the music kind of way of working it. Literally working it. So yeah, let's talk about Elsie's internship now. So she went for the interview, and my big question there is, I have been to many an interview, both for internships and real jobs post college, and I don't think I've ever spoken to like the head of the office.
No, you talk to the HR manager, and then you like maybe slowly. Yeah. But like you maybe after like two or three interviews, you might work your way up slowly.
Right.
She just got thrown right in there.
Yeah, that was pretty intense because it's like, oh, I'm 19, interviewing for the internship, and I'm talking to the woman who's running the West Coast branch of Teen Vogue.
I mean, I think Lisa Love, she seems like she runs a tight ship, mm-hmm. Teen Vogue. Mm-hmm. I think she was throwing some softball questions out there.
Yeah, they also only showed like a couple of scenes clip there, but also her answers to "Can you write?" Yes. Like, okay, go on.
And then, do you write well? And then you kind of have to, like, what would you do there? Like, lie? Be like, I write like decent.
Yeah, it'll like put myself over. It's like, oh, I'm really passionate about this thing, so that'll influence my writing because I'll be constantly inspired.
Yeah, or you have to go like funny and be like, well, I'm not Mark Twain, but pretty darn close.
Yeah. So either way there. So that's Sam and Marty's interview advice corner brought to you by Kids Bop 9.
The Church Tabernacle Choir.
What was also interesting to me was, I mean, I do not know the culture in a lifestyle magazine thing. I have just always worked in agencies where the dress code was more than relaxed. Mm-hmm. But to have someone go in there as an intern and pretty much change up your outfit as you're standing there, that was pretty intense.
Oh yeah, was that before the interview? That was but that was before. That was when that was she got the
first
job.
Day. Yeah, first day.
Yeah. So that, like, rewind a little bit.
All right.
So yeah, Elsie gets the job after waiting and being on hold for 20 minutes. But yeah, the first day she comes in with her friend Whitney, not her friend, but possibly rival. We don't know yet.
Yeah. Co-worker.
Our new co-worker. Two new interns, fresh face, two blondes coming in. And yeah, both of them got fully redressed in the Teen Vogue, fashion.
Yeah.
The
look and feel of Teen Vogue.
Yeah, personally, I wouldn't mind that every day. Like, if I came into work, especially like what I've been wearing now, like, I would like to have a nice update. Somebody gives me a nice coat. Maybe a nice belt to wear around over my shirt.
Over your
shirt. Yeah. I also get the cowboy look is out. They've done that too many times.
It's back in now. I'm bringing it back.
Well, you're living the Midwest life. You have to be out there.
Another thing I noticed there, again, sort of the political hierarchy of Teen Vogue, it's just that, I mean, as an intern, again, I barely even saw director level people, but to have like the main person, let's just call her the president of the office, just hovering over you as an intern is pretty intense.
Yeah, I'm not about that life. That's just, you know, too much. Many people would probably quit after like one day.
Yeah, and even there was the one scene where Elsie, Whitney, and what was the guy's name? Bryce?
Brian? Yeah, let's go with
that.
Brian.
Whatever that. All right.
Shout out to Brian.
Starts with a B. Shouts to Brian. Thank you for listening. But yeah, there was a scene where they were just sort of talking, you know, basic small talk in the office, and then Lisa starts walking in, and they all just go, shh, shh, shh. It's like, can you not talk in the office?
Not when Lisa's coming through. She might, like, I don't know. She's like the lady in Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, I was going to say, it felt a lot like Devil Wears Prada, where you have the main person with the two. Well, that was Vogue too, right?
Yeah, that was real Vogue, though. Different.
Right.
Very different.
With the main boss. With the main boss and like the two lower level people.
Well, it's interesting because Devil Wears Prada also came out in 2006. Ooh. So, I think Lisa, like, Lisa Love, like, that's probably like her real style. But it just also, they might have hyped it up a little bit with Devil Wears Prada coming out and being Vogue and
true.
You know, just really hammering it home.
I mean, she's no Meryl, but,
well,
you know,
she did it. She did her job.
Okay, so let's also talk about
the references that they had.
Yeah, basically they were given basic intern tasks, just, you know,
put stuff some envelopes and send them out.
That used to be one of my favorite jobs. Like
stuffing envelopes.
Yeah, I worked at a company that did reviews for people, and that was part of my job, was like stuffing envelopes, creating labels, and like stocking the shelves of all the books. That was fun.
Well, there you go. A little insight into Sam's favorite things. Stuffing envelopes.
Hey, it just puts some music on, stuff some envelopes. What a day.
And this is why he's in charge of all the presents that we send out. Because he loves the mailman so much.
Yeah, me and him are buddies.
Okay, so yeah, it was a nice throwback when they were doing the pop culture references, starting with a guest list.
Yeah, Josh Duhamel. I think this was before, so I looked it up. This is when he was about 3 or 4 seasons into Las Vegas.
Okay.
Which was a great show that was on TNT because they know drama. And if anybody ever wants to rewatch it, I highly suggest checking it out.
That'll be on Sam's spinoff podcast.
Danny McCoy. Danny McCoy. That guy was a stud.
Yeah, stud talk with Sam. Where all he talks about is Josh Duhamel's career, starting with Las Vegas and moving on to Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Small fact, I own that movie.
Great movie. I was there when you ordered it.
Yeah. Was it? Who was the lady in that? Win a Date with Tad Hamilton?
Kate Bosworth.
Yeah, and Kate Bosworth. Height of her appeal. Probably around the same time as not Soul Surfer.
No, Blue Crush.
Blue Crush. Great movie.
Shouts to Blue Crush. Shouts.
You're just really getting to my psyche right now.
Not shout out to Into the Blue, although shouts to R.I.P. Paul Walker.
And Jessica Alba.
Not R.I.P. But not R.I.P. Just shouts. we have lost our track here. Let's get back on the rails. And let's go to the Teen Vogue party. And that was something.
Yeah, that whole... So watching on TV, it breaks up into 3 parts. So right when we hit this 3rd part, my anxiety like just shot through the roof when Heidi was outside like calling to get into the party, even though LC told her she's not going to get in.
Right. Yeah, I think we were texting about this because I said I got anxiety just watching that. And I think it was twofold. Because one, we've been on, I guess, both ends of this where, you know, we were in Heidi's and where we weren't sure if we could get into not a club, but like a bar or something, like a fancy event. Mm-hmm. And just sort of the anxiety that comes with that.
Just getting in.
Sort of get all dressed up. Yeah. And usually we roll like 6 dudes deep. So,
hey, the numbers are always in our favor.
We rarely were allowed into places.
No, they're like, you guys got 6 dudes? And we're like, yeah. And?
Yeah, our team's called the Ratio Buster.
If you got a party with too many girls, just call us up. We'll definitely make it even.
And usually, you know, the plan B is to just eat some street meat. On the streets.
Well, the world
in the middle of winter.
The world works in mysterious ways.
But yeah, also the anxiety that we must be feeling as well, because again, we were texting about this, and we are going to out ourselves as the biggest narcs, because I've known you for the better part of 10 years, and you've known me as well, and we're rule followers.
Yeah, yeah, we're big rules guys. You set some rules out there, and I'm probably going to follow them, like.
Oh, yeah, you tell me nobody's sitting down, including me. I will be standing until you tell me I can sit down.
Oh, yeah, and I'm, like, pushing people away. Like, nobody touches that seat. Like, right? So, eventually, like, one, Elsie has to call in a favor for a friend with Whitney at the front door. Anxiety right there. Like, you can't put another friend in that place. Like, if...
Right, especially when she can get in trouble, too.
Yeah, if Elsie was manning the door, like, all right, that's on you. But now you're bringing somebody else involved. And then these people are unruly. Like, I have some friends that, they'll do whatever, like, they want, or, like, just to annoy you, they'll, like, sit down. Like, I'm trying to garden, they'll, like, try to sit down. it's very tough to get people to like leave once they made up their mind to sit down. And that was like, Elsie was like, she tried, but she could have probably tried a little bit harder, but like,
and then she sat down with them.
Yeah, that was on her. Like, she definitely didn't try hard enough. You can't be sitting down on the job. That's like wrong. That's safe for like celebrities. Josh Duhamel was probably rolling through looking for a spot, and now he can't sit there. Or Gavin DeGrom.
And also,
Gavin DeGrom might have needed that seat.
Yo, Gavin DeGrom, yeah, really might have needed that seat. But I don't think we saw any celebrity sitting on that seat.
No, nobody. I mean, they seemed like they were there for like a couple hours, and not one celebrity showed up.
Right. We saw like the stock footage of people on the red carpet on the step and repeat, but we never really saw any real celebrities at the event.
It was like a fake task for like LC. Like, protect this one area that nobody's going to sit. Right. Let's see if you
pass it was a test. Fail.
She failed.
Yeah. Also, how far was the... So, let's set the stage here. So, the LC calls in the favor to Whitney. Heidi, Audrina, and the two guys are able to come in. They meet up with LC. They take over the reserved spot, which was completely wrong. And now they are... Well, Heidi is starting to stir up some drama, and Jordan, was that guy's name?
Yeah, Jordan Ubrick.
Jordan, shouts to you, starts, you know, getting frustrated. So he was dating her?
Yeah, so that at the moment, they were dating each other at the time, and I believe Audrina wasn't dating. That was just, like, his roommate, Brian.
Okay.
And then Audrina's, like, the new girl, so they're tagging along. Yeah, so Heidi and Jordan were talking, and then Heidi just decides to talk with some other guy that seemed like Jordan knew his name. Maybe like they run in a small circle or they know of each other. And it kind of escalated from there. Heidi telling Jordan to calm down, even though she was screaming at him, telling him to be quiet or like not raise her voice as she's raising her voice, which I thought was kind of ironic. And it was just not a good look all around.
Yeah, and that was a nice preview of what to expect with Heidi, because episode one, she's coming in hot.
Yeah, she's definitely the new drama, I would say, that Elsie was not expecting to have in her new city.
Right, but again, I mean, I hate to... you know, blame the main character here, but all of this is on her. She should never have let them in, is my perspective. I don't know if that's yours as well.
Yeah, it's tough with LC because she gets the big, like, oh, she's the main character, she's awesome. But at this point, like, come on, you're doing that to yourself. Like, I can only feel bad for so long. She's not getting any sympathy points from me because you brought that upon yourself.
Yeah, and then now dragging Whitney into this as well. And, you know, you've known each other for... That was probably...
Maybe like 3 days.
Maybe a month. Oh, was it 3? Well, they sent out the invitation, so there must have been some time in between those.
I don't know.
They sent out the invitation.
Could have been a quick... Yeah, but that could have been a different event. This could have been two different events, maybe.
Ah, true. But... Yeah, I mean, not a good look overall. Even as an intern, you know, you're there to learn. You're there to do whatever they say. And I know you got cameras around you and you got the MTV cred with you, but, you know, you can't do that. Not when Lisa's there.
Nah, Lisa was right on top of it. First you sent...
Blaine.
Sorry.
Blaine is his name.
First you send him Brian Blaine. To like, you know, oh, who's fighting? And then Elsie's like, oh, clearly. So also Brian should have stepped up here too. I'm a little pissed at Blaine. Yeah. Brian Blaine.
Fred Blaine.
I'm pissed at him because he saw Elsie's friends sitting on the couches. He only questioned the fighting. Why did he not question why somebody was sitting there?
Right. And he said, it's all good.
Blaine, you can't be doing that.
Now she's dragging Blaine into it too, but also now this is on Blaine because he's the supervisor, it looks like.
Yeah, if I was LC, like, we'll find out what happens on Monday when she goes into Lisa's office, but you got to put that on Blaine.
Yo, she throws everyone under the bus.
Yeah, she'll be like, I have video evidence of Blaine saying it's all good, so. You're sorry, Lisa, but You've been lawyered.
Man, but I mean, wild party, I think that's a sign of things to come, and you know, a good start for this Hills show that we're gonna retrospect over on this podcast. So any other things before we move on here?
I just want to say my anticipation for the season is high. I think the drama meter is going to be way past whatever Laguna was able to provide, and I think we're in for a wild, wild ride.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And before we go to our next segment, here's a quick word from one of the fellow podcasts on the Ace Podcast Network.
It's Kevin and Jesse from Grab Them by the Pod, a member of the Ace Podcast Network.
Every episode, we discuss the latest news on Trump, Congress, and everything else in politics.
With experience in Congress, on the campaign trail, and lobbying, we bring you an unbiased look at the state of our union.
You may or may not agree with our politics, but I think you're going to like us.
Grab Them by the Pod.
You know you wanna.
All right, welcome back. We are now going into the segment that's unwritten, and this is a little segment where anything goes, false count anywhere. It can be games, it could be random questions. These are things that are related to the show but are not, you know, part of the regular script. It's all opinion-based, and this is being brought to you by Kids Bop 9. Ricky from Illinois says, is there a negative 100 rating? Rachel from Virginia says, warning, Kids Bop 9 can make your ears burn and gag. Mike from Washington says, I'm 11. I'm not a teen yet. I think they suck. Kids Bop 9, order it now. Must be 18 years or older to call.
Are those real reviews?
Yeah, they're all real reviews from Amazon.
Oh, I'm glad to know that it was out there.
All right, let's move on. First topic here on the segment that's unwritten. The Feel Spot Award, the Brian Campbell Feel Spot Award. Shouts to Brian Campbell of the In This Corner podcast for coining this term. But what moment on the show touched your feel spot or activated your feel spot?
Well, these words are my own, and I'm choosing the moment that Heidi and Jordan were able to get back together after their big blowout fight. I thought it was a really nice seeing them kind of canoodling as Elsie's trying to explain to her boss that, oh, see, like, they were fighting, but now they're not, so everything's okay. They're just there sitting on my restricted area, like, kind of, like, huddled in together. So that really hit me.
Still breaking the rules.
Yeah, that really hit me right in the heart. Like, it really touched my feelings.
All right. Okay, mine is going to be, and I mentioned this earlier, the discussion between Elsie and the dean, and we went through that, and that just, you know, took me back to college days, so that was a nice thing to hear.
Yeah, we really interpreted that in two different ways.
Oh, man. All right, that's the kind of differences in opinion that you can expect from the Coming Clean podcast here, but now it's time to crown... You know what it is. It's the MVP of the week.
Clap your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
Sam, who is your pick for MVP of the week?
I'm going to have to go with the stalwart, the leader of the company, the director that runs the daytime newspaper magazine. Lisa Love.
Yeah, I agree. I second that.
Yeah, I don't think any of the actual characters excelled in what they were trying to do throughout the mm-hmm. episode. And the only one who really, like, put on the show, stayed true to who she was, and was a boss, Lisa Love.
Yeah, agreed. I was... Early on in the episode, I was leaning towards Blaine, but like you said, he dropped the ball at the party.
Yeah, he was starting off strong where he was joking around, well, kind of joking with Elsie with drawing out her the offer and as being as a good boss. But he really faltered. He really should have stepped up and tried to lead by example, Blaine. Lead by example.
Yeah, Blaine, expect a LinkedIn invite from me when I find you. All right, so from the MVP of the week, let's go to the opposite of that and get into the jabron zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Did anyone make themselves big jabronis on this episode?
I'm going to go with Jordan, Heidi's probably soon-to-be ex-boyfriend, when he said he's if the guy talks to him, Heidi, one more time, he's going to beat him up. So, come on, man. Like, you can't never fight in anger. Only fight in happiness.
All right, I don't think that's a thing. I'm going to go a little bit. I was also leaning towards Jordan, but I think after discussing the whole episode and gaining new perspective, I'm going to have to say that LC is my jabron zone, is in my jabron zone.
Wow. Yeah. LC was up there.
She's a rule breaker. You know,
I gave her the benefit of the doubt after the first, because it's the first episode of her new season. So hopefully maybe she turns around, but that first episode, not looking good in that final couple of scenes.
Especially after, you know, she wasn't necessarily qualified for the job, and then you go in and start breaking orders right away. Yeah. You know, just stay standing.
Yeah, I mean, as our hypothetical, like, technically she's our protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She doesn't come off as a leading lady throughout the episode. She's not like, I remember like back in the day, like, oh, LC's like the best.
Right.
After this episode, I don't know. I'm not blown away. Like, she doesn't exude too much confidence. She's still learning that. She's 19. Like, I probably in the same boat as well, but right. She's not.
But you know, like, if someone like Kristen was in that position, she would have just, like, handled. Kristen or, like, Alex M would have embraced the spotlight.
Yeah, Alex M would have, like, probably had, like, a full on party maybe there and, like, just been like, you know what?
Take over.
Deal with it, Teen Vogue. We are celebrities.
But yeah, I tend to agree with you. And also, I also texted you this on the side, but I got a better impression of Whitney. I was like, I'm more interested in Whitney than LC.
Yeah, she seemed like, I mean, she did it. She helped a friend out, even though it wasn't the right decision. But when you put in those certain situations, it being at that age, you kind of make, you can't, it's hard not to go with the pack. She seems really, she's nice, put together. Yeah, Whitney seemed more of a shining star than LC was.
Yeah, she just, she gave a better impression for me, but, you know.
Which these are stuff to, I think, these are controversial opinions that we're having. And I was not expecting to have this feeling.
Yeah, me neither, because I was all in. I was like, all right, we get, like, actual LC stories now. You know, Laguna was sort of fragmented because there were so many of them, and now we get to actually focus on LC this time. And she did not deliver in the bright lights of Hollywood.
No, it seems like a lot of the insecurities that we probably talked about in Laguna Beach continued on to the Hills. I mean, there's time for her to grow up and change, and we'll probably see it throughout the season. But first episode, you know, I'm not all in.
Need more swagger from Elsie.
Yeah, I think we'll get it. But as of right now, she's got to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that goes well with our final segment for the unwritten part of this. And what are your final thoughts after seeing episode one?
I think, as I was just saying before, like, I think Hills is going to be everything and more than I, like, it's going to break all my expectations of what I had and what I remember from when I first watched the seasons through. So I'm really excited to look back and see, you know, little hidden gems, get to know the characters again, and really excited about it. There's a lot of drama. It's palpable. It's all in the air.
Yeah, that's my final thought as well, is that I mean, from episode one, I mean, the Laguna ones, they were great. They were awesome. Yeah. But the emotional hooks came in at different moments for different characters. This one was just, like we were talking about, it's just so much anxiety in episode one. So I can't wait what the rest of the season has.
And just as an overall theme, like thinking back on The Hills, like I didn't ever realize that there was going to be tension with Elsie and Heidi right off the bat.
Right.
Like I feel like I didn't I remember this whole scene, but I didn't realize it was the first episode.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that is episode one. We have six seasons to go through and a lot of Elsie and Heidi.
Yeah, this is going to be really intense.
Hot start. Yeah. All right. So that wraps it up for the segment That's Unwritten. And before we go to a familiar segment in trivia time, we want to shout out again to our fake sponsor. So here we go, Kids Bop 9. Do you like Ashley Simpson's song Boyfriend, but hate the infidelity? How about Rihanna's Ponder Replay without all that bumping and grinding? Well, have I got the album for you? Kids Bop 9 is America's favorite pop music compilation album for kids, by kids, with a Z. Remember, these are not sold in stores, but you can order them for the bargain price of $18.98 plus shipping and handling. Do you want your kids with a Z to listen to good music with emphasis on the good? Order Kids Bop 9 now. You must be 18 years or older to call. All right, Sam, let's throw back in time, hop in our time machine, and go back in history. It's going to be you who is asking questions. You're going to have to, you know, do some catch up here because I am up 2-0 on the whole series. It's today in history.
It's trivia time.
Sam, hit me with some throwback questions.
Yeah, so as a recap for all our new followers, if you haven't listened prior and you're just listening now, for today in history, I go through five questions. I ask five questions to Marty. Next week, he'll ask five questions to me. At the end of the season, we'll see if you have the most questions right. All the questions will be from the air date of the episode, May 31st, 2006. Marty, are you ready?
Let's do this. I'm refreshed and ready to go.
All right. NBC's Today Show threw a going-away party on this date for 15-year host Blank, who left to become anchor of the CBS New Evening News. Per our friend, she had a meeting to move from NBC at this one diner. Who is this host?
Oh, man. Classic story that we'll get into, maybe never, but
probably not.
It's a good clue. Yeah,
it's a classic
with the yes. I'm gonna go with the delightful Katie Couric.
Katie Couric is correct.
All right,
taking the quick lead. Question number two: Florida's governor at the time signed the Martin Lee Anderson Act, which replaced boot camps with education-based juvenile detention centers. He is made out to be the dopey brother, but this guy is no dope, but he is deaf a loser. Who is this at the time Florida governor?
I'm going to go with the man with low energy, Jeb Bush.
Man, I think these are going to be hard questions. All right, Marty's with 2-0. Question number three. This rapper was riding dirty with fellow artist Crazy Bone after his hit song hit the top of the Billboard charts. Who is this artist?
Ooh, that's my weakness. I'm not good with the rap musics. I'm riding dirty, you said? I'm good. Is it T.I.?
No, it is Chamillionaire. Who had one song and one song only. Fun fact, Chamillionaire Riding Dirty was my ringtone where you had to create it online and then it sends you a text message in an audio file and then you make it your ringtone.
Oh, man. Shouts to Ringback Tones as well.
Oh yeah, possibly Ringback Tone. I think I had
a future fake sponsor.
Yeah, I definitely had a Journey song. So me and Elsie were vibing when she was playing "Anything You Wanted" by Journey. Personally, I would have had lights, but it's tough.
All right, $299 data charges may apply.
Also, fun fact: Randy Jackson was playing bass for Journey in the lights video. So shout out to Randy Jackson. You my dog.
Well, like Randy Jackson, I'm in it to win it. Question number four?
Question number four. This illegal website closed when servers located in Stockholm, Sweden, were confiscated in a police raid initiated by the Swedish Anti-Privacy Bureau. Massive media discussions and criticism against the Bureau's methods and the acts of the Swedish police follows, since at least 20 non-piracy sites taking
the Riot Act
at the same time, including the website of blank, a Swedish political party aimed to run in the 2006 elections. What is this website?
Yo, shouts to Sweden, man.
Keep with the listen. Thank you for listening.
Illegal website. Is that a website or an app? No, LimeWire was still a thing. I'm going to go with Kazaa?
No, the Pirate Bay.
Ah, Pirate Bay. Ah! They've been closed. They've been, like, attacked by the Swedish government so many times, and they're still rolling.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. They're still out there. So if you're looking for illegal downloads of anything you want, go to piratebay.com.gov.edu.
All right.
Question number five.
One more question.
Yeah, you are right. two out of four. Question number five. The U.S. said it would join in face-to-face talks with the ex-Persian state over its disputed nuclear program if Tehran first agreed to put challenged atomic activities on hold. Blank dismissed the offer as a propaganda move. What is this country?
I don't know. Katie Couric was in charge of these questions. Is it Iran?
It is Iran.
Yeah.
In Iran, so far away.
Oh, man. Another classic reference there.
Very topical.
Oh, no, that was probably like... Oh, I don't know what year that... That was probably later.
What? Iran?
The I Ran So Far Away on SNL.
Oh, I was not quoting that.
Oh, you were not referencing that?
No, I was just thought I was really clever and made that myself.
Oh, no, that was a Maroon 5 and Lonely Island thing for SNL.
Oh, well, did not know that.
Well, I recommend you watch that. And speaking of that, let's get into the recommendations for this week. Sam, what should the good people try out? Based on your recommendations,
you guys should all, as we referenced several times prior, if you're looking for some fun daily vlogs, check out my boy Jake Paul, Everyday Bro.
No.
Team 10, dab on them haters. Oh, check them out. Yeah, boy, Jake Paul for life. I'm a Jake Pauler.
Oh no, we just lost like 10,000 followers, but gained 8 million.
We're influencers now.
Jake Paul. Jake. Oh, man. Wow. I have nothing to say after that. So I guess I should just recommend, if you're recommending a vlog, I'll recommend a different vlog, and that is David Dobrik's vlog. They're very funny vlogs. All of them are 420, wink, wink. In length, and he's got a funny cast of characters there, including Zane and Heath, Carly and Aaron, Scott Sire, Dirty Dom, Liza Koshy, and many more. So David Dobrik on YouTube. All right, we survived episode one. And that was a rush.
Yeah,
lots of anxiety.
Yeah, shaking out the cobwebs, getting back into it.
Yep.
We can only really go up from here. This is baseline for you guys.
Yeah, so if you enjoyed it, if you didn't enjoy it, you should let us know. Sam, how can they do that?
Yeah, You guys, as always, find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. We love those contributions. You can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this pod.
Get it! All right, and as always, another big thank you to Radical Something for our hot new theme song, Kelly Get Down. How awesome is that theme song?
Yeah, it got me grooving and shaking right in my seat.
All right, good people, always remember, Sam, what do they got to do?
#RepTheRad.
Worldwide peace.